Black Action Movement 3, 1987. The 1987 Black Action Movement arose after several incidents, including racist jokes that were broadcast during a show at the student-run radio station, WJJX. The response of the university and Ann Arbor police departments to a fight on campus, the university's housing efforts to address racist flyers dispersed on campus, and concerns of the African American faculty over the racial climate on campus. In 1970, the university announced the goal of having 10% black students to match that of the black population of the state of Michigan. Black enrollment fluctuated between 4.9 and 7.7% before 1987, when percentage of black students was 5.4. The university's vice president for student services stated that too few high school graduates from large cities were academically qualified for admission. In 1987, more than 250 U of M students from the United Coalition Against Racism blocked the Fleming Building to protest a series of widely publicized racist events on campus. Black student enrollment had declined by 1987 to 5.3% of the student body from the high of 7.7% in 1976, and never reached the 10% goal targeted by administrators in the early 70s. Demands included that the university close in recognition of MLK Day, the creation of a position to monitor minority affairs at the university, and an advisory committee including representatives from black faculty, student, and administrators' organizations and members of the community to monitor the progress made by the university.